They want us to be afraid, self-mutilated, degraded, ashamed, and petrified. They want us to feel the pink triangle bullseyes on our faces when we walk outside. They want us to cringe at confrontation with uniformed thugs. They want to dispose of us like the Red Cross does with pre-tested gay blood, but not you and I. We will survive by any means fucking necessary. Queers will stay alive. We've got teeth and nails and attitudes and our hearts be fast and fierce. We will survive. We will survive. We are an army of lovers, not just under the covers. Oh, my sisters and brothers and my neithers and others, I want you all to discover that their fear leads to anger, leads to hate, leads to strangling dykes and smashing fags' faces in. If we play by their rules, we've got no chance to win. So desperation demands we declare moratorium on gay shame. Henceforth, let their fear be defined by our rage and our naked ferocity. Just because I suck cock doesn't mean I will swallow more atrocities. And you can't nullify our deviancy with consumerist monopolies and opulent policies of monotonous monogamies sanctioned by the state just like your AIDS leper colonies disguised as prisons. Oh, imperialistic Christians, we do not give a shit about your missionary position. Listen! Based upon his last few novels, God probably does hate fags. But you're always telling folks there's just one of him. Well, look how many faggots there are! That's right, your modern day Marys and Josephs are giving birth to queer children who will throw dance parties outside of burning federal buildings, out of the closets and into the streets, into death or imprisonment, the cycle repeats. But what about out of the closets and into the streets and into the rooms where AIDS profiteers sleep? I said out of the closet and into the streets and into the rooms where AIDS profiteers sleep. Whoa, that's going a little too far. As conscious individuals, we should never advocate violence against our oppressors. Pardon me, liberal reformist guardian angel, but who are the people who can pacifistically protest and not have to worry about being murdered where they stand? Well, the white folks. The economically endowed and gender-conforming men. Gee, I guess there are a lot of queers for whom peaceful protest is not really an option. As a matter of fact, it seems like most of us already have our backs against the wall. When Erica Keels is run over 4 times and despite forensic evidence and eyewitness testimony, the crime is ruled an accident, what does that mean? When Lawrence King is shot in the head in school, and people speculate that he contributed to his own murder by flaunting his faggotry, what does that mean? When HIV infection rates are where they were 10 years ago, and we obediently struggle for the right to get married and enjoy all the benefits that marriage bestows upon gays who are monogamous and can't afford health care, and we have been successfully conditioned to accept that demanding a cure for AIDS is unreasonable, what the fuck does that mean? When queer kids commit suicide at a rate 4 higher times than straights due to socially condoned isolation and hate, what does that mean? When we are brutalized for holding hands, what does that mean? When we are allowed to be sexually assaulted in high school bathrooms, or forced by police to give our birth names, or told by judges that the man who spits on us and chokes us is a victim of an anti-straight hate crime, what the fuck does that mean? It all spells out anti-queer genocide. 3,000 plus years and we are still too ashamed of ourselves to call it what it is. A fucking quest for puritanical, tyrannical dismantling in the mandibles of a Christo-fascist animal who's dressed in robes of righteousness with the cutlery of a cannibal. At best, we are the cultured entertainment of the bourgeois. At worst, we are scapegoats. Plague bearers, mentally ill and gender confused targets for the fists of tough guys both in and out of uniform. Get fucking angry, queers! Get fucking angry. Laura Whitehorn showed us a few years ago that a few brave dykes with a little support can blow the fuck out of the Capitol. Imagine then what we are all capable of doing together. Imagine the cocksuckers, cunt lickers, and gender fuckers overrunning the Pentagon, grabbing the intercom, and defiantly, deviantly declaring, from now on, no bombs but sex bombs. From now on, no bombs but sex bombs. Come on, let's show the patriarchy that they've lost their long-held dominance by sexually reassigning the fucking Washington Monument. We are better than yellow equal signs. Our desires aren't defined by privatized minds. And yes, we will paralyze attackers with kicks to the spine as long as we do not have access to safety and justice. No defense of ourselves will be shocking enough. It's the next time a queer person or a trans person is murdered and the courts and the police refuse to take action. I want to see a city hall's window smashed in. I want to hear rioters chanting, "We're here, we're queer, and we're gonna burn these cities down. Burn, burn, burn these cities down. We're gonna burn these cities down." I want lesbian wolf packs in every city of the world, ripping misogynists like Dwayne Buckle limb from limb as they try to escape. I want fuckers like him reminded dead men can't rape. I want to be able to walk the streets with all my lovers and feel safe. I want the whole damn culture to stop flaunting being straight. I want homosexual revolution and I want to booty drop the state. I want to defiantly orgasm in the face of oppression. And yes, that still includes the president's face. Bull dykes and street queens, put your fucking fists up. Tranny boys, girls, neithers and in-betweens, put your fucking fists up. Queers of color, queers on welfare, and queers turning tricks to eat, put your fucking fists up, because every time we fuck, we win. Every time we fuck, we win. Stonewall, bash back, bash back, bash back, bash back. White Knight, bash back, bash back, bash back, bash back. Renata Hill, bash back. Patrice Johnson, bash back. Vannee Brown, bash back. Terrain Dandridge, bash back. Chenice Loyal, bash back. Lania Daniels, bash back. Kamisha Cody's, bash back. If you have the means to gently and effectively immobilize an attacker, by all means do so. If not, be prepared to do anything, including gouging out his fucking eyes, stabbing his nose back into his brain, slashing his throat with a broken bottle, anything you have to do to save your life. Because every time we fuck, we win.